The future health of any economy rests on its ability to innovate. The key to growth and progress has been innovation. Often when we talk about creativity and innovation, we look at the more developed regions. But it is important to note that there are a lot of world-class innovations being produced right here in Africa. Often, however, African innovations are overlooked on the global stage. Our innovations may not be as flashy. Nevertheless, most of our innovations solve real and difficult human challenges. But unless we shine a spotlight on them and create enabling ecosystems, our innovators will continue to languish in the shadows. It is critical that we have our own narratives. We must tell our story and support those who, through their innovation and creativity, drive economic growth. This means we all have to be innovation enablers.
The Deputy Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Patricia Pierje, stressed that although women face a lot of challenges in their quest to get to the top, the right policy framework will go a long way to help women.
Innovation is all about mindset. Women have challenges that really preclude us from being the leading sex in innovation and entrepreneurship. What we need to do is to have the right policy framework to ensure that we have our women in the space engaging in innovative and entrepreneur activities. We can play a role. And as a policymaker, my responsibility is to build a framework where women innovation and entrepreneurship can be brought to full fruition.
The conference focused on true women awakening the innovator within.
My ministry is implementing cabinet directives in many areas. One, to establish a presidential advisory council on science, technology and innovation. Two, we are drafting an STI bill to establish a national science, technology and innovation policy. We are also setting up an STI fund to finance research and development. Our president has promised to put science and technology at the center of his government, and he's going to devote 1% of GDP towards research and development.
Touching on the issue that affects innovation in Africa, the founder of African Innovation Foundation, Jean-Claude Bastos de Morales, said the high financial cost of starting up a business in Africa needs to come down to create an enabling environment for young minds with great innovative ideas to start up.
I believe that the continent is in a specific situation which is unique right now. We are an early stage market. We have to remember that the main drivers of economy right now is in GDP terms. I believe that the financial costs for financing have to come down. The taxes for future startups have to come down. And I believe that we have to start to market stars and people which have this innovation pedigree.
There was an innovative marketplace where nominees exhibited their innovative ideas and the problems they seek to solve.
Derek Fiedra.